Good morning, everyone. My name is Nancy Grebe. I am a dame from the New Jersey area, a member of the Board of Counselors, and a member of the Spirituality Member Outreach Committee. Thank you for joining us this morning for July's Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Reverend Monsignor William Fedrowski, a magistral chaplain from our New Jersey area, who will be speaking to us about why we pray the daily prayer of the Order of Malta. Monsignor Fedrowski, if you could please open us with a prayer.
Surely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As we begin this session on this summer day, we turn to Our Lady and ask her to be with us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, Monsignor. And before we begin, I would like to introduce you to everyone. Monsignor Fedrowski is a retired priest of the Archdiocese of Newark and a longtime magistral chaplain in the New Jersey area of the American Association. A native of Bayonne, New Jersey, Monsignor Fedrowski entered the Marist Brothers of the Schools after graduating from Marist High School in 1962. He spent 25 years as a member of that religious community as a teacher, guidance counselor, and youth minister at Union Catholic High School, Scotch Plains, New Jersey, and Marist High School, Bayonne, followed by 5 years as assistant superintendent of schools in the Archdiocese of Newark. After discerning a call to the priesthood, he was ordained a priest in 1987, serving as parochial vicar at Queen of Peace Parish in North Arlington, followed by 5 years as director of the Catechol Office of Archdiocese of Newark, after which he was appointed executive director of clergy personnel of the Archdiocese. In 1999, he was also named pastor of Queen of Peace, a position he held for 17 years prior to his retirement in 2016. In 1999, Pope John Paul II made him a chaplain of honor, Monsignor. Pope Benedict XVI elevated him in rank to prelate of honor in 2009. He was invested as a deputy chaplain of the American Association of the Order of Malta in 2008 and elevated to magistral chaplain of the order in 2011. Throughout his ministry, Monsignor Fedrowski has served on numerous committees and boards on an archdiocesan level, as well as nationally and internationally. He has also served as Master of Probation and Master of Novices for candidates to the first and second class of the order. Monsignor Fedrowski holds a Bachelor of Arts in French from Marist University, Poughkeepsie, New York, as well as a Master of Arts in Education and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry, both from Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. So I would like to say good morning, Monsignor Fedrowski, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Nancy. It's just a pleasure, as always, to be able to share some reflections with my brothers and sisters in the Order of Malta. The topic is kind of fascinating. Why do we say the daily prayer of the Order of Malta? Well, let's first stop and think about just what formal prayer is and why it is important. Jesus spoke often of the importance of prayer because it deepened a person's relationship with God. As Catholics, as members of the Order of Malta, prayer should be the foundation upon which we build our spiritual lives and give meaning to our apostolic work with the sick and the poor. In his recent audience with the Grand Master, Fra John Dunlap, and the members of the Sovereign Council and the government of the order on the occasion of the solemnity of St. John the Baptist, Pope Leo XIV stressed that our formation as members of the order must aim above all at fostering prayer, all the more necessary when one is serving others, so that such service may become a testimony to the love of God who makes himself present. The Holy Father continued, "Do not limit yourself to helping the needs of the poor, but announce to them the love of God with words and testimony. If this were to be lacking, the order would lose its religious character and would be reduced to being an organization with philanthropic purposes. Thus, the importance of each member of the order having a serious commitment to a developing prayer life." And that's why I think it's very good for us to sit back and ask ourselves the question, how is our spiritual life? How developed is it? What do we do in order to stay in close communion with God? Do we see our vocation as members of the order, whether in the first, second, or third class, as a true vocation, more than just an honor, more than just a social commitment, more than just doing good work for the sick and the poor? We become members of the order primarily to work for the sick and the poor, but also linked to that is the fact that we try to become more like Jesus in order to reach eternal life through this ministry. We need to evaluate this not only in the year of formation, but every year, every time we come together. The question that we need to ask ourselves is, are we truly people of prayer? And do we make our prayer life a priority in our lives? And what do we need to do in order to make that life of prayer vital? Only in this way can we grow in love and knowledge and service and keep ourselves focused on the purpose of our membership in the order. This year, the Church celebrates the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, which gave us the Nicene Creed, which we recite every Sunday at Mass. We recite the Creed to remind us of the fundamental beliefs of the Church and strengthen our commitment to them. Praying the Creed together at Mass also helps us to realize that we share this faith not only with those present, but also with our brothers and sisters in the communion of saints, that cloud of witnesses who have reached eternal glory through living the faith that is professed in the Creed. The debate sometimes occurs as to what's better, formal prayer or informal or spontaneous prayer. And I think the answer to that is both. We need formal prayer, not that we're just rattling off Hail Marys or Our Fathers or the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, but that those prayers, those formal prayers that we say can lead us into a deeper and more profound encounter with the Lord, where we can then talk to him or through the intercession of the saints, bring our cares, our concerns, our hopes, our dreams to the Lord and truly maintain a communication, a sense of solidarity with him. And just as we say prayers like the Hail Mary with which we began this session, like the Apostles' Creed, like the perfect prayer that Jesus gave us, the Our Father, the same is true for us in the daily prayer of the Order of Malta. Whether we recite that alone or we recite it together. One thing that always gives me a little pause, though, is that at Malta events, when it's time to recite the prayer of the order, people are fumbling in their purses or in their wallets to find the prayer. It would seem to me that if that prayer is something that we recite daily, we should know it by heart. Now, sometimes, of course, publicly people don't want to stumble or embarrass themselves. But at the same time, I think that that prayer recited on a daily level should be something that we can express spontaneously. The prayer should inspire us. It should encourage us to persevere in our commitment to the charisms and works of the order. We realize when we're saying that daily prayer, just as those who pray the liturgy of the hours, the divine office, realize that the prayer not only unites us with those present, if we're in a group, but it also unites us with every member of the order, both past and present. Those who are in the communion of saints, those who have gone to heaven, are saintly brothers and sisters who are members of the order, not only those who are canonized, but also every one of them, particularly those within our own area, those whom we have shared membership in the order with, those whom we have been inspired by. There are times in our lives when we get discouraged, and there are times when it's very painful to see that someone has resigned from the order, whatever the reason. And without understanding the serious commitment that we made on the day of our investiture, the daily recitation of the prayer of the order can be a great help and reminder of the religious commitment that our membership entails. Joining the order is meant to intensify living out the commitment of our baptism, just like with any vocation to any state in life, whether it be priesthood, religious life, marriage, any of those vocations build on our baptism. And the same is true with the Order of Malta, that call to serve the sick and the poor defending the Catholic faith can also be something that encourages us, and it jolts our memory, it jolts our enthusiasm, I think, if we say that daily prayer on a daily basis. We need to intensify our prayer life. And that daily prayer is a reminder of who we are, to whom we belong, and what we have committed ourselves to as members of the order. For Catholics, formal prayers like the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Creed provide us with the focus we need to draw us closer to the Lord. In addition, for members of the Order of Malta, the daily recitation of the prayer of the order gives us the grace we need to live out that commitment to Christ through service to the sick and the poor, as well as uniting us with members of the order throughout the world. Those who have reached eternal life and through the faithful practice of the spirituality of the order for more than 900 years. Perhaps during this time of rest and relaxation in the summer, we could take the opportunity to reflect on our prayer life in general, and in particular on this prayer, and see how this prayer can inspire us. I'd like to close by reciting the prayer and then offer just a few thoughts on the prayer itself. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee, through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of the order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from the Holy Gospel a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. I would invite you to take that prayer and to take each section of it and see how that applies to your life, to see how we can be inspired through this prayer to become closer to Jesus, to see him in our brothers and sisters to whom we minister in the order, and to see him in our fellow members of the order also. May God bless you all, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Monsignor Fedrowski, for your time and talent in contributing to this program and for all you do for our members and for the association. Thanks to all who have joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is Wednesday, August 6th at 11 a.m. Eastern. Reverend Joseph Cavoda will be speaking to us about our commitment as Knights and Dames, witness the faith, and serve the sick and the poor. Please plan to join us. Thank you and have a blessed day.